From the new economy to the old one, the U.S. auto industry is going through restructuring. We've heard a lot about plans of the big companies like General Motors and Ford and Chrysler to shut plants and cut jobs just to try to stay afloat. We do not hear as much about changes at auto parts suppliers, which affect many workers' lives. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports.
GR Spring and Stamping in Grand Rapids, Michigan makes the parts of your car that you never see. Little metal plates that hold your door together, or your bumper, or your muffler. And it takes huge machines to pound out these parts. 600 tons huge.
That means it can give you 600 tons of pressure at the downstroke.
Jim Zawaki is the owner and chairman of the company, and he's under a lot of pressure himself these days. He walks the shop floor at his main plant in Grand Rapids. As he stops at each workstation to describe the parts and how they're used, Zawaki greets many workers by name.
How are we doing, Sandy?
About 250 people work at this plant, and Zawaki says it churns out parts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. GR Spring and Stamping is one of the few auto parts companies that's actually growing. It sells twice as many parts as it did in 2002, but Zawaki says his profit margins have been cut in half, and he's forced to constantly cut costs.
I mean, we have less people in the office today than we had 5 years ago, and we've doubled in size.
And it's been much worse for other parts companies. More than 30 of them filed for bankruptcy protection between 2000 and 2006. In that same time period, suppliers cut more than 185,000 jobs, far more than the automakers themselves. There have been plenty of causes for this. Healthcare costs are up, steel prices are up, and automakers have been aggressively cutting their costs on parts, which means the companies that supply the parts are making less money. And things are about to get even worse for suppliers. Eric Merkel is an industry forecaster with IRN Incorporated. He says vehicle sales numbers last month showed some troubling signs.
It wasn't just the fact that it was a drop in sales, which it was pretty dramatic. But it was also the fact that it was not relegated to any one particular automaker or any one particular segment, such as full-size pickup trucks.
Merkel says even Toyota, which had growing sales until recently, is starting to feel the effects. And Merkel says those sales problems will ultimately trickle down to parts suppliers.
We're going to see more layoffs, either by the end of this year, but probably more into next year, first quarter of next year. And I think that in 2008, we're setting the stage for some more bankruptcies.
Some analysts estimate that anywhere from a third to half of all auto parts companies won't be around 5 years from now. As bad as that sounds, some analysts say the industry needs to be smaller. Having lots of parts manufacturers to choose from has had its benefits for the automakers. They've been able to demand price cuts one after another because there's always another manufacturer down the road hungry for the business. If the number of suppliers goes down, the ones that are left should have more pricing power and should be more successful. But thousands of other parts manufacturers will be swallowed up or forced out of business. Jim Zawaki of GR Spring and Stamping says it's a constant threat.
We've missed the bullet on that, but I'm always worried about that kind of stuff. And so all I can say is we got to keep being lean.
For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.